Joining me today is cookbook author and renowned chef Thomas Keller. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.
The book that we're talking about today, Ad Hoc at Home, first of all, let me say congratulations on your recent awards, the James Beard Award and the IACP Award.
Thank you.
Pretty exciting to add to your list of others.
We're very proud.
This book is just so fascinating. After having the French Laundry and Per Se, how did you break it down to decide to do this book?
Well, I think, you know, it was really about the restaurant, you know, Ad Hoc in Yountville. It's a wonderful family-style restaurant. It gave us the opportunity to, define a restaurant based on that kind of food, simple food that we remember from our childhood. And when I talk about our childhood, you know, I think I speak about a collective childhood of all the chefs from our restaurants who've had the opportunity to have an impact and input on Ad Hoc. David Cruz, our chef there, has taken all that information and put it down into, you know, menus that we serve 5 nights a week at the restaurant. So it became such a popular restaurant, and of course, you know, our publisher, Ann Bramson and Susie Heller, our producer, said, hey, what do you think about doing a cookbook? This is a great venue to do a cookbook from. We've never done a book that is this accessible to you know, the large group of people that it's reaching.
That's what I like about it the most, is that even if you're a novice cook, you don't have to feel intimidated by this cookbook. Yet everything is quite accessible and very easy to read, and I love the light bulb moments.
Yeah, I think those light bulb moments kind of really help. I mean, some of them are just, you know, simple logic, but in many cases, you know, people don't really think about them when they get into a kitchen. I mean, just, you know, putting a napkin, you know, or a towel underneath the cutting board so it doesn't slip around on the countertop, you know, how important that is, but, you know, it just makes so much sense. So there are those light bulb moments in there, which I think are very, very helpful in preparing a cook to be a better cook.
You know what else I really enjoy in this book is the detailed instruction, for example, trussing a chicken or doing anything else. Like, you really show great photographs and how to actually do it.
Well, you know, the goal here is to teach people how to cook. And there are a lot of basic fundamental techniques in here, which, you know, once somebody learns, they can use those in many, many different ways, you know, over the course of their life.
It's a great resource to have right on your shelf.
Well, thank you.
I love how you talk about just using your hands to measure things, like salt, for example.
Well, you know, it's kind of what we do in the restaurant. We react to things by the way they feel. And you know, I want people to be able to feel good about touching their food, whether it's, you know, pinching salt and measuring that with their hands, or, you know, learning how to bone a chicken. I think those are things that are really good techniques to have.
We're talking with Thomas Keller about the new book called Ad Hoc at Home. Any other tips that you'd like to share with our listeners as far as cooking tips?
I think, you know, the area where the lifesavers, we have a section called lifesavers, and really that's about having, you know, some basic items on hand that can be used in so many different ways. You know, we do some chutneys in there. We do cured lemons. We have a wonderful recipe for mushroom conserva in there that are used, that you can use as condiments, as ingredients in sauces, as garnishes for, you know, for chicken, for fish. So I think the lifesavers section in the book is something that you really should take a look at.
It's a whole learning experience, Thomas. I will say that, going through this book.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes of your busy schedule today to chat with me.
My pleasure.
I'm looking forward to experimenting with a lot more of these recipes. Thanks again.
Great. Thanks.